Well, first up today, we're back with all the travel news you can use. Again this week, produced and presented by Palette member Gwen Luscombe.
The Gold Coast is getting a new $50 million Ridges Hotel with a rooftop bar and a viewing deck of the Gold Coast Airport in 2019. The four-star hotel will include 192 rooms and suites over seven stories with views over Kira Beach and across the runway to the hinterland. As well as the rooftop amenity, the hotel will offer a restaurant, resort-style swimming pool, and substantial function, conference, and meeting facilities. It'll be located close to the airport's major terminal expansion project, with construction of both projects expected to start in the third quarter of next year. Gold Coast Airport CEO Chris Mills said that the hotel would enhance the appeal of the growing airport precinct and add a new level of convenience for passengers. Also in Queensland, Brisbane has said hello to the FV by Peppers Hotel, a $600 million development on Alfred Street in Fortitude Valley, which also boasts the FV Peppers Residences luxury long-term offering. Guests can enjoy a heated U-shaped skyline swimming pool with views, take in a movie in the Moonlight Cinema, live the high life in the VIP private spa lounges, and work out in the fully equipped gym and yoga retreat with views of Story Bridge in Brisbane City. The apartment-style accommodation will offer one- and two-bedroom apartments with views, full kitchen, laundry, separate lounge and dining areas, and a private balcony. Those who are visiting Freycinet Lodge on Tasmania's east coast can now enjoy new environmentally friendly coastal pavilions located within the landscape of the Freycinet National Park. The nine pavilions will provide guests with an experience that is both a little bit elegant but also grounded and natural, with curved glass, Tasmanian timber, and tactile finishes. Each pavilion has been built mainly off-site, with the components transported into the Freycinet National Park and custom fitted to the landscape. Outdoor baths on the deck and separate lounge spaces, both taking in the view, will enhance the guest experience. The pavilions are now available for bookings for stays starting from the 15th of March 2018. And lastly, in Melbourne, the Mantra Group has secured the management agreement to operate a new build 46-story hotel in the heart of South Bank. Operating as the Mantra on City Road, the 469-apartment development will be located in Melbourne's Arts and Entertainment District. The hotel, which is currently under construction, is expected to open in late March 2018 with one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartments, a pool, gymnasium, and an indoor winter garden with private dining spaces and a guest lounge. With Melbourne CBD, Crown Casino, the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, and the city's shopping all within walking distance, the hotel is expected to be well suited for both business and leisure guests. This announcement comes just weeks after the group has announced another hotel signing in Melbourne, the $1 billion mixed-use M City development, which will be located in Clayton. And with the holiday season approaching and the costs generally rising, it seems that families are still splurging on holiday stays, says a recent survey of a little bit over 1,000 Australian parents, which was commissioned by hotel price comparison site hotelscombined.com.au. The survey also revealed that nearly 79% of parents have said that they've gone over budget with their family on family holidays. The survey also found that holidays seem to be an expense that a significant proportion of families do not budget for, and far worse than going over budget, 53% of parents have said that they would borrow money to still be able to take their families on holidays over the holiday season. Qualified financial planner Lynette Bolton has offered up a few tips to families, including booking your holiday in advance, using price filters when searching online so that it hides anything that falls outside of your price bracket, and eating like a local rather than dining on the tourist strips. And while we're on the topic of blowing out the travel budget, it seems that there's a good chance that you might be overpaying for your upcoming airfare if you did what many of us do and booked your tickets online. And it's all because of cookies. A recent report of the House of Lords EU committee says that some websites could potentially use cookies to overcharge you. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the term, cookies are small files that are downloaded onto your computer the first time that you visit a website. And if you've been on a travel site looking up a flight or a hotel option before, the site can tailor what's being shown to you based on the information that it already has on you. Some people say that they've encountered airlines using this information to increase the prices, and that by simply clearing these files off their computer, it brought the pricing back down to the rate on the first visit to the site. So doing a few quick internet searches on the steps to clear your cookies from your web browser, whether you're using Chrome or Internet Explorer, might just save your budget. And that's Travel News This Week. I'm Gwen Luscombe.
Well, that was a good yarn from Gwen about...
That was news and a few tips.
How you book. You know, I found the difference was between a search that I did on my phone, which delivered a much higher figure than the same search on my laptop.
Yeah, I found that too. And it's not just, you know, searching for airline deals. It's for...
No, they might feel like, he's time poor. We'll just hit him for a few extra bucks because he's trying to do it.
Profiled, you mean?
Well, I think what she's saying, if the House of Lords have found this, I reckon it's probably true.
Yeah.
So there you are, a little travel tip from Travel Writers Radio. So
thank you, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.